Today's daf in Masechet Shviit Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Mem Zayin. We're holding on Mem Vav Amid Beis. We're holding in the middle of the sugya that Reish Lakish raised the issue about what the din would be of buying property in Ammon and Moab. And he wanted to know what the din is legabe Shmita and what the din is legabe taking off Trumas and Maisras when it comes to a place like that. And he got this really weird answer from Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina told him a din about Ashkelon, which of course it's even in the wrong direction. It has nothing to do with what he asked. So the last thing we learned is that Rabbi Hanina, he would never say anything that he didn't hear directly. And we ended up, because of that, recognizing that we weren't going to get an answer from Rabbi Hanina about it. So we learned out from that wild story of the town of Botzra, where over there they needed a rabbi who was also a shochet, was also a dayan, was also a chassid, was able to clean the floors and do everything that we need. And so he made this suggestion to this guy, you know, this yeshiva bocher just got in smich. He said, I got a great rabbonis for you. You know, you can handle all of that, I'm sure. And that came out from that maisa that guy went to ask Rabbi Yochanan if he's allowed to go to Batsra. And Rabbi Yochanan told him that actually, why not? You live in Bavel anyway. That's where your general location is. So even if you happen to be currently in Eretz Yisrael, you can go from one place in Bavel to another place in Bavel. So that taught us, that's where we came out yesterday, that you certainly, if you're telling me it's part of Bavel, that you're not chayiv in Shemitah. And the Gemara said that, why is that necessarily true? Going over this again, because we're supposed to get back into the circus, remember here, isn't Tzur considered to be a Tamei Betumas Amim? Absolutely. And isn't it also true that you're Chayiv and Meiser there? So the two sugyas are not necessarily related. Just because it has a din, the Gabi Chutzlaretz, when it comes to being allowed to travel there from Bavel, that doesn't mean that it's necessarily potter from Trumas and Maisa. So maybe Batsra is the same thing? I don't know. Now, Lamaisa, that I think this is where we got up to. Ashkach Tani, at the bottom of Mem Vav, Omid Beis, Ashkach Tani. So in the end, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba found a brisa that said like this, quote, Simen le'amonu Moav l'eretz Mitzrayim, you need to remember that if you want to talk about the difference of the dinim between Ammon and Moab on the one hand and Eretz Mitzrayim on the other, remember, instead of getting all confused about Sholosh Aratzot, the Shviyas, and so on, take only Shtei Aratzot. The halacha is, one of these areas is actually mutter, both in Achila, meaning after Biur, and also in Avodas HaKarka, and the other one is Usher only in Avodas HaKarka, but you're not Usher to eat after Biur. So Achas is Nechelet, but Lo Ne'evedet. So that means he's contrasting Ammon and Moab and Mitzrayim. And we're assuming that Botzra is part of Moab, because it's, after all, it appears in the Pasuk Beferish. It says, L'kiryot, L'Botzra, V'chol Arei Moab. So, okay, so if Yirmiyahu refers to Botzra as a part of Moab, so then Reish Lakish could also be Semich on that, right? So, therefore, it's telling me in the Braita, you're not allowed to work it during Shviyas. But there's no Isra V'Achila L'Yachar Biur. That's what he's assuming. Okay? Now, Sover Reish Lakish Meimar. Now, there was another issue over here, because he assumed, Reish Lakish, that the town of Botzran, this change, by the way, is the Groz Girsa over here, that it's not Rabbi Yochanan, it's Reish Lakish. So, Sover Reish Lakish Lameimar, Betzer Bamidbar. Now, Betzer Bamidbar ended up going to Shevet Reuven. And that it's the same thing. Now, we know that, obviously, there were parts of Moab that became mutter because of the whole idea of Hutru B'Sichon. That's what it says. So, those areas that Sichon, Melech Emori, captured from Moab, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to go and to capture it from him. And as the Gemara says, that means that Ammon and Moab were two Aruba Sichon. Since Sichon had captured those areas, so Memela, they became mutter for Yisrael to fight and to capture. Now, the question is, what area of Ammon or Moab is Bozrah? Is Bozrah like the Ammon or Moab that we're talking about over here, which is a siman that they don't have Kedusha? Or is Ammon and Moab, the Bozrah that I'm talking about, is that the equivalent of Betzer, which was part of the Arzos of Sichon Vayim, and therefore they are part of Eretz Yisrael? So Reish Lakish wanted to know what the din is. Is it true that Betzer Bamidbar is Bozrah? In which case, if you're Cana, that's what I'm asking. Ammon and Moab, you're telling me Ammon and Moab, but there were two parts of Ammon and Moab. So what's the din of Bozrah? So Shaul or Rabbi Yochanan, am I right? And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, no, you're wrong. The Omar Le, again, this very complicated Girsa, okay, but this is the gross Girsa. So Amar Le, and in the end, he was told that, no, you're making a big mistake, that Betzer is not Bozrah, which actually is part of the whole story of the same similar sugya in Avodah Zarah, where Reish Lakish came into Rabbi Yochanan and he said, you know, did you have any shilas along the way? And Reish Lakish told him that I paskin, that you have to go ahead and you have to take off your trumas and maestras because Bozrah is Betzer. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, don't even take off your jacket. Go right back there and tell them you made a mistake. Bozrah is not Betzer Bamidbar. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman said, look, I can tell you that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shaul Rabbi Chanina, Hakona me'amon u'moav mahu, and I was very disturbed by that question. I was right there on an occasion where personally, kashaita komei Rabbi Yose, I asked this while Rabbi Yose was there, and I said, isn't this sort of a weird question? I mean, I wasn't going to start up with Reish Lakish without having a psychologist in the between us. I mean, you don't start up with Reish Lakish. But Rabbi Yose was there, and so I figured I'd risk the question. Doesn't it say that Ammon and Moab, Moshe Rabbeinu, was specifically given a mitzvah? He was supposed to take those areas of Ammon and Moab. So obviously, if Moshe Rabbeinu was already koivesh them, so then that means they're part of Eretz Yisrael. So why are we asking whether there's a chiyuv of shviyas and a chiyuv of maestras? Isn't that clear? Omar Rabbi Mana, I had the same question. I wasn't there by Rabbi Yasa, but I had another psychologist. It was in front of Rabbi Mana, in front of Rabbi Chagai, and I figured he would protect me from Reish Lakish. So I asked him, less Ammon and Moab to Moshe, that's the same question. So I don't understand. When Rabbi Lozer ben Azaria was talking about the sugya of Ammon and Moab, this was a sugya in the Mishnah in Yadayim, and it says beferish that Ammon and Moab is chutz la'aretz. And we had over there, remember, we spoke about this in Chulin. What's the din of the Trumas and Maestras? So that we made a takona that in order for Aniyim to be able to have Maeser, so even during Shvias, there's Maeser in these areas in Ammon and Moab that are chutz la'aretz. And the question was, what Maeser? Is it Maeser Ani or Maeser Sheni? Because normally there's no Maeser at all during Shvias. And they came out that Ammon and Moab should be Maeser Ani b'Shvias. Okay, fantastic. So yeah, you know, the Gemara Chuma talks about as if it's halacha l'mashmi Sinai, which of course as Rashi explains it, it's ridiculous. The whole chiyuv is only the Rabbanan it means, but it's absolutely clear. That's how we ended up paskening anyway. So actually, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah personally holds not like that. And he ended up, they were doicha his psha. He held that you're supposed to bring Maaser Sheni. But basically, what do you think we were talking about on that day that we took that vote? They were talking about the Ammon and Moab, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim were dealing with the issue of the Drabbanan during Shvias. So that means that we know what the din is of Ammon and Moab, both the parts that were given by Moshe, so that obviously is Eretz Yisrael, and we know the din, legabe Shvias, that there's only a chiyuv of taking off Maaser during Shvias, for the other parts that Moshe didn't have. So Reish Lakish was raising issues that are like part of our repertoire. I don't understand what the question is. Look, Take a look in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki cheshbon ir Sichon melech ha'emorihu. And then it says that he went ahead and he took all of that area of the melech Moav HaRishon. He took all of that area ad Arnon. Fine. So therefore, since it says that in the Pasuk, Resh Lakish was very confused. So Tzricha l'Rebbe Shimon, meaning Reb Shimon ben Lakish, he wanted to know. You're told that you're not allowed to fight. Amun Amov. And we know that those areas that were Tuaru b'Sichon, we know that they were taken. And of course, not only he was allowed to be taken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go, and I'm giving you over all of this territory of Sichon into your hands. He said that to him beferish. So that means when it says that Amon Amov were Tiara through Sichon. So what did this mean? Did they become Tiara? All of these areas were Tiara? Or not Tiara, meaning are they still called Amon Amoav? So they're actually Tumas Ha'amim. And if that's the case, if they still have Tumas Ha'amim, then that would mean that even if you capture them, they're not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Or does it mean literally they're no longer part of the entire sugi of the Tuma of Eretz Ha'amim, meaning the spiritual Tuma? Here we're not talking about the Gezer D'Rabbanan. So if you're going to tell me that they were Tahar, so then Moshe Rabbeinu, in that war, made them part of Eretz Yisrael, and they became Chayev and Trumas and Maisers and Shias, okay? But if you're going to tell me that the concept of Tiara doesn't mean that they were Tahar to become part of Eretz Yisrael, it just means that they weren't Chal, the Isser, of fighting Amon and Moab. So then they were never included in Eretz Yisrael, and maybe they would remain Potter, even though Moshe Rabbeinu took it. Why don't we say that it would be chayev from the fact that you're allowed anything that Klal Yisrael conquers, and they conquered it over here with Moshe Rabbeinu and Alpi Adibur, and so it was Alpi Novi, it was Alpi Bezdin, so why wouldn't it, even if it wasn't part of the original Gvulais, why wouldn't it become Kadosh? Because since it was Kavush before the entire Eretz Yisrael was Kavush, it would have the same din as Surya, and it wouldn't have the dinim of the Diraisa part of Eretz Yisrael. That was what Reish Lakish wanted to know. This was not a simple question, the way you understood it. So, okay, so wow, that is a very complicated question. So, what's the din? Omer Rabbi Tanchuma, I think that it's a preferred apostle. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hachel Rash Lareshet Et Artso. What do you think the word Hachel means? You, Moshe, should go now and make him poor, meaning get him out of his country, take it over, Lareshet Tartso. So that means Hachel. Hachel, like we said, is the same Lashon we always darshan, that it's a Lashon of Chulin. Asiti et Tartso Chulin lefanecha. So I made this land not in any way connected to Amon Amoav. You can take it, and therefore it will be part of the Kivush of Eretz Yisrael, and will be chayev in Trumas and Maisras. I think that we can actually rely on that. Taina's Rebbe Tanchuma. Okay. Halacha l'maisa? Whoa. I mean, look, it's true that in Chulin, remember it said that Amon Amoav are Tiaru. And the problem is, halacha l'maisa, we have so many machlokas in it about the dinim of these areas. That's a whole question of how to read the Gemara over here, which is, as I said, it's big machlokas and about what the actual correct years is over here. So it's not absolutely clear what the din is from here. Now, Ravuna, he wanted to be matir a town called Yavlona. So boy, Mishreyahan, Yavlona, that place called Yavlona, why does that sound so familiar, Barnea? Yavlona? Not to you? Was that the name of the Hasidus that had gone originally to? It was,
yeah,
right?
Recently, yes, times, yes.
The Yavloner, the Yavloner Rebbe. Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
thought,
okay. Yes, yes.
Okay. Fine. Anyway, that was an amazing story. Yeah. Anyway, so he wanted to go to Yavlon and be martyred, and that there would be no dinim of Isser, of Shvias, and no Chiv of taking Maisers, and that it should be part of Chutzlaretz. So he comes to Rabbi Mana, and he asks him, here is my tshuva that I wrote up about Yavlon being Mutter. I want you to sign on it that you agree. Helecha v'chatom, take it and sign it. I don't want to get into any kind of political issues over here. And actually, Rav Mana refused to sign. V'lo kabel lo nechtom, he refused to sign. And the next day, Rav Chia Bar Madia, he came and he actually agreed with Rav Mana. And he said to him, Amalai, you did the right thing. Yod avadet lo chatamto, you did the right thing in not signing. Because your own father would have been very upset. The Rabbi Yonah Avuch, your father Rabbi Yonah, used to say that Antoninus, who was friendly with Rebbe, he gave him a 2,000-year lease based on sharecropping. So train Alfin Shinin Ba'arisu. And he gave him a sharecropping deal for 2,000 years, which would have meant that the area belonged to Antoninus. And because of that, he actually was the real Bailim, but that Rebbe would personally have the right to those areas for the next 2,000 years. And that would mean that even though Yavlon was part initially of Chutz La'aretz, the fact that it was given over to Rebbe, it gave it a din of Surya, because it was taken by the Nasi, and the Nasi would be allowed to keep it. What this 2,000 years is, that's a fascinating discussion among the Mefarshim. They point out that Rebbe and Antoninus were convinced that in 2,000 years, they would be close to the end of the entire history of the world, because they were living close to the year 4,000, right? They were the 3,900s from Brias HaOlam. So 2,000 years would have brought them to 30 years before the end of the 6,000 years of my separations. So he said, okay, so by then Mashiach will take over. At that point, you'll decide what you're going to do. But for the next 2,000 years, your family can handle this. So no matter how long we're going to put off B'as HaMashiach, you can always be sure about what the din is over here. So because of that, we gave it the same din as Surya. And what's the din in Surya? That the halacha over there is that you can eat it after biur, but you're not allowed to actually do the avodas hakarka. And there is, however, one difference. And that is in Surya, it's actually chayvim maisers. But in Yavlona, it's patrim in maisers, because it belongs to Antoninus. He specifically made it an area that belongs to goyim, and b'tashi kisadot goyim. And therefore, we would be going, like we said yesterday, that they have a kinyan, and they potter it from Isis. So because of that, if you would have signed on yesterday, you would have been saying that there's no dinim of Shvias, which is not true. Its dinim of Shvias are the same as the dinim of Surya, and it would have been Aser b'Shvias. You did the right thing in not going ahead and signing with him. You see, even in those... Even in those days, they had the same type of political pressures to sign on to these kol kareis. You did the right thing, keeping off of the kol kareis. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah said the differences between the areas that were Oile Mitzrayim, and that Oile Mitzrayim, at the time of Yoshua, we said that was from Kziv till Nachal Mitzrayim until Amana. So what exactly does that mean? Ravuna Omar, the Mishnah is meant to be understood like this, that Mikziv ve'ad hanahar, and Mikziv ve'ad Amana. So Amana is north of Kziv. The Nahar, of course, is the end of the border of Eretz Yisrael in the south, which borders Mitzrayim. And therefore, what it means in the Mishnah is going along the actual sea, from Ksiv down to the Nachal Mitzrayim and up towards Amana. And that means that when we're coming to the determination of the Gvulot. It's like the Brita says, Ezohi ha'aretz ve'ezohi chutz la'aretz. So anything that is shofea miturei amona ve'lifnim, so anything that is on the slope of the mountain, going south, all of that is considered to be in Eretz Yisrael. So it really depends on the water, on the watershed. So anything which is on the watershed to going south is part of Eretz Yisrael. Anything which on the watershed is Bitorei Amona Velachutz, and the water would go down northward, that's considered to be outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the question is, that includes, if you draw a straight line, that includes a lot of islands, because the coast itself bends inward towards the east. If you draw a straight line from Amana in the north all the way down to Nachal Mitzrayim in the south, then you've got quite a lot of areas that are included. We see as you drive up the coast, you can see the islands, you know, where you're driving up between Netanya and Haifa. So you see the actual islands. Those islands are all part of Eretz Yisrael.
And you take the Jodeda boat ride, and you can go around them from Achzib. It's fantastic.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that there was such a thing.
Only one of the two companies have permission to go out there, because it's a nature reserve.
Oh.
But they take you out, and you go around the islands.
Beautiful. I didn't know that you could get out there. Okay, wonderful. Anyway, so in defining which islands are included, you know, I mean, is North America included? So in defining which included, well, you know, Cyprus, places like that? Well, maybe. Let's see. And the Asim Shebayam, but don't spread this around, because currently relationships with Crete and Cyprus are not in trouble. So if you want to see which islands are included in the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, then what you need to do is draw a straight line. So draw a straight line, not along the coast. And miachut velefnim, Eretz Yisrael. So all of the islands that are included towards the east is all part of Eretz Yisrael. Miachut velefnim, anything west of that line is chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, why would you draw a straight line? Draw a straight line along the north and along the south. Why should you cut it off with a line that cuts between north and south? So stretch the northern Gvul of Eretz Yisrael all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. And therefore, if you want to live in Gibraltar, you know, obviously you own that.
It's very not, Pacific?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Pacific Ocean, Rabbi meant.
No, I meant the Atlantic
Ocean. The Atlantic.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course, yeah. How would you get to the Pacific?
I have it backwards.
Now, it's like a north and right issue, right? I mean, a left and right issue.
It would be nice.
If Barnea says it's the Pacific Ocean, it's got to be the Atlantic Ocean. This is not only just in the question if he tells you. If he tells you to turn left and right, it's also if he tells you which plane to get on, going to the Pacific or going to the Atlantic. Make sure that you flip it before you get on. But it's okay. This is perfectly all right for the level of Israeli tour guides. The difference between a little thing like the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean shouldn't bother anyone. This is a great classic, Brian.
You
said
that word.
I love it. It's like in England when they decide if they're going to accept you for, you know, to be a doctor. So the only thing that's important is your rugby scores. They don't even look at your scores in the universities. That's a given. Of course, if you want to be a doctor, obviously you must be able to study the dinim of the doctor. So they never ask you when you're an Israeli tour guide, do you know when to turn right or when to turn left? They just assume. So all kinds of things can come out of this. Anyway. So if you, sorry, Barney, I couldn't resist. I know you enjoyed it. So. Okay.
No, Rabbi, I'm starting to study Cyprus on Sunday, and then we're going to Cyprus for the Yagyar. So it's, I was there once, but oh boy.
And you better take the Yavlona Rebbe with you. So Kol Shehu Keneged Eretz Yisrael. All right. So basically, according to Reb Yehuda, you draw a straight line along the north all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, and a straight line from the south. Anything that is actually directly opposite the land of Eretz Yisrael is part of Eretz Yisrael. How do I know? It's a pasuk. It says Ugvul Yam VaYalacham Hayam Hagadol Ugvul. What's that extra word Ugvul? That's coming to tell me. And anything else that's outside of it is an extended Gvul. And how about to the side, meaning, according to Rav Yehuda, to the north and the south of the actual line that you draw? So there, you draw the line. Atroyotam kiluchut matuach mikafloria ve'ad akionis. So you take them as if they extend from Kafloria, which was the area that's on top of Amana, all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. You draw another line on the south from Nachal Mitzrayim all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. Anything inside those two lines, Me'achut V'lefnim is Eretz Yisrael. Again, Rabbanei, I would be very careful while you're in Cyprus not to make any mention of this issue. They got enough problems with the Greeks there, you know, and the Turks. Me'achut V'lechut, Chutz La'aretz. But anything outside is considered to be Chutz La'aretz. Om Reb Yusta Bar Shune. When finally the Galayot that come back and they go to capture Hezbollah and Lebanon and they reach all the way up to Ture Amnon, that's when they start singing. That becomes the Shir HaMaalos. How do I know? It says, Tashuri Mirosh Amana, Iti Milvanon Kala, Iti Milvanon Tashuri. And then it mentions where? Mirosh Amana. So you see that as we get to the Rosh Amana, then we can be sure that we finally have captured Eretz Yisrael as it's meant to be. After all over the world, remember, as Moshe Andel raised yesterday, well, he raised it in a different context, but all over the world, people are marching. That Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be me, Nahar Agadol, Nahar Prat. I don't know why the Arabs keep stressing it, but from the river to the sea, that's exactly where we're supposed to be. Okay, excellent, Rabosai. May we meet very soon, Al Rosh Amana, and start being Tashuri. Bezrat Hashem.
Amen.
Yeshuat Hashem. Keharef Ayin.
Amen, Rebbe. I have to
Amen.
Yes, Rebbe Barnea.
We were in Turkey, and Avner Gordon was leading us. And there's a hill there that name escapes me right now. That he said, this is a key suggestion that it's Hor Ha'ar and it's the boundary. And it's right before Syria, the edge of Turkey on the coast.
I don't know. Why you want to have it so low? We can go with Rev, what's his name in the Rova?
Rev
Ariel.
Yes,
that Rosh Amana is actually Greenland.
Okay. So just north of that is Lucia Perea, and is the Titus Vespasian channel that the Romans took slaves, apparently from the Churban, and dug this channel. We discussed it 20 years ago, and dug this channel to divert the waters of the river so they wouldn't still duck the port.
Excellent.
And we understood this to mean the Goliaths coming back from north to south. And so we sang from the kina of Minitzesim Mitzrayim, right, and coming back, being under Vespasian and Titus there in the place where the Goliaths would sing that, you know, we're made it back. And you're looking at the mountain and you're there, we're from Korban by Cheney looking south. It was an amazing, amazing moment.
Beautiful, amazing beautiful. Moment. Gavi, why don't you turn right and get up to Rosh Amana? Go to everyone. Thank you. Go to.